We're going to read in 1 Samuel 17:37. And I don't have 25 verses. You know how many verses I have? One. This one spoke to me all week long. I'm telling you, I'm glad that our God is faithful. He is faithful. The Bible says this, and David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity this morning. God, we know that you are already present here, moving in the hearts of your people. God, as we face the battles that we face, as the things in this life come up, Lord Father, we pray that we would always trust in you to fight our battles for us. God, if there's someone here this morning that needs a relationship with you, that is our heart's desire. Maybe there's someone here this morning that is struggling with a battle that nobody knows about, just them and you. God, we pray that they'd be able to surrender that all to you this morning because there is power in prayer. I understand the strict judgment upon my life of rightly dividing your word, and I accept that place this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you ready to fight? Okay. We're going to need to go ahead and come and pray, okay? And I asked you a question, and I need you to respond. Are you ready to fight? Yes. Amen. Let's go. Come on now. Because our God is faithful. Have you ever been in a position where the only way out was to fight? Think about that. Have you ever been in a position where the only way out was to fight? And if not, there will come a time in your life when the only thing that you will be able to do is fight. There will be a time in some of your all's young lives that the only thing that you'll be able to do is fight. Today we're going to learn one lesson. You may not need this lesson right now at this point in life, but there'll come a time when you will. There will come a time when you're desperate. There'll come a time when you're defeated. There'll come a time when you feel helpless. There'll come a time when you're scared. There'll come a time when you're hopeless. And there'll come a time when you feel alone. And when that time comes, what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? You see, in life, a lot of the greatest things that we are able to accomplish in life is how we respond to the things that are going on around us. Now, that'll preach to me right this morning, I'm telling you. That'll preach right to my heart. How we respond to the situations that are going on in our life are crucial. Everyone remembers this account. David, Goliath, the valley, 40 days, 40 nights, face to face with the Philistines. Israel scared to death because in front of them stood a giant, a champion named Goliath, who wasn't afraid to taunt David and the people of God. David, Goliath, you've probably heard this preached so many times in your life. It's one of the familiar accounts of the Bible, kind of like Noah, kind of like Adam and Eve. It's just one of those stories and one of those accounts that just kind of sticks a little different. because of what you think about this thing that we call life. It sticks just a little bit different. Whether you want to admit it tonight, and I'm telling you, whether you want to admit that, this situation that we talk about, this David and Goliath, is common to us all. I've really not had to literally go out and face a Philistine giant. Probably not literally, but I'd say spiritually, somewhere in your life, there has been a Goliath that you have had to stand face to face with, toe to toe, and the only thing that you could do was fight or surrender to them. There is Goliaths in all of our lives, and they're common. And what you have to remember is this life is a fight. And every single individual here this morning is fighting for something, Neil. Everyone that's here in this seat, everyone that's in the tech booth, everyone that's sitting out in the cafe or in the foyer or driving past our church, every single individual in this life is in a fight. Whether it's fighting to get your bills paid, whether it's fighting to finish school, whether it's fighting to keep your marriage from divorce, whether it's fighting to go to work, fighting to get a promotion, fighting traffic, fighting the lines up here at Lee's. I mean, we're all in a fight now. We're all in a fight, fighting to raise your kids, fighting for your health, fighting to come to church, fighting for your life. We are all in a fight. Amen? So we're all in the same boat. We're all fighting in this life together. And even though battles are, some are common, some are completely different, we are all in this fight. Aren't you glad this morning that God is faithful? Aren't you glad of that this morning, that our God is faithful? You know what? It wasn't by accident that they sung that song just a second ago. Because my God's bigger. He's stronger. And he's faithful to deliver his people. But when you think about life, think about this. You know what? Life just doesn't fight fair, does it? Doesn't fight fair. Everybody's like, well, we've got to fight fair. No gouging to the eyes. No kicking the knees. But life does not fight fair. There's things that we battle and we go on in life and we say, why me, why me? Life is not going to fight fair. Because all of a sudden when you're in the middle of fighting for your life, boom, your car breaks down and there's another bill. Right? Life isn't going to fight fair. It's not going to. I don't care how long you live here in this life, life will never fight fair. And what we need to do, not as God's people, we don't need to sit down. Now I'm just going to tell you, the children of Israel, okay, they gave us a bad example there, okay? We can't get scared and just sit down. But man, David, I'm glad for the example that he was willing to give. We've got to stand and fight. Are you willing to fight? Are you willing to fight? Because there's too much going on right now not to fight, because life doesn't fight fair. And this is where most of us find ourselves. Amen? We're fighting battle after battle after battle after battle. Who can testify to that? Battle after battle after battle after battle. But I've got good news. Aren't you glad for 1 Samuel 17:47? It's up here on your screen. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, For the battle is who? And he will give you into our hands. Aren't you glad for 1 Samuel 17:47 there? Because the Lord spoke to David right here. He was confident in what the Lord had done for him in his life. And what we have to remember is that it's in our battle. This is the Lord's battle. So when we're fighting in life, we have to remember that this is the Lord's battle to fight for us. And we have to be confident and trust that the Lord is going to see us through the battles that we face in life. And we listed a big, long of ones that many of us are facing or have faced at some point in our life. But this morning, I'm glad that there was a story of a shepherd boy named David. Willing to stand, willing to fight. When no one else would fight, you know what David said? He said, I will. Wow. When no one else would stand and fight, when the children of Israel stood there 40 days, 40 nights, the valley between them, the Philistines on one side, picture that in your eye. When the Israel was scared and standing back, here comes a young shepherd boy. Now, I don't picture David. You know, they said he was a young man. I don't picture him as some little, you know, I've seen little boys that are in seventh grade that are little, just kind of little. I don't picture David as like that. I picture him as someone that even though that he was young, he was confident in what the Lord had given him. He was willing to say, okay, I remember the lion and the bear. I remember what God did for me there. And I think he brought that same attitude. Remember, we said how you respond to things that go on in life. David had a choice here on how he was willing to respond. And I'm glad that David was willing to say, guess what? If no one else will stand and fight, I will. I will. But here's what I don't want you to get, because we get wrapped up in this thing thinking that we're David fighting the Goliath. That's what we think. That we think that, oh yeah, that's us. And man, we're the David that's fighting this Goliath. But here's what I want you. It goes much deeper than us just thinking that we're this some kind of David. Because David was born for a reason, and it was a foreshadowing of what Jesus Christ was going to do for you and I. Amen? There was a reason that David was where he was at the time that he was there, okay? And it was all a setup in this bigger picture that God had, okay? And when you think about this, the biblical narrative is not primarily a story about human courage and effort. Instead, it's about the awesome power of a life built around a bold faith in the Lord. A bold faith in the Lord. We read to you this morning, David stood in confidence. 1 Samuel 17:37. It says, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion. And not just the paw of the lion, but from the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. David was confident on what God was doing. Why? Because he had faith in what God had already done in his life. Has God already delivered you from things in your life? Well, guess what? If he has, then that Goliath that's standing before you, that battle that's standing before you, that life that continues to be a battle after battle, trust in the same Lord that took care of your battles before. Trust in that same Lord right now. Well, you just don't know what I'm going through. I may not, but Jesus does. I may not know what you're going through at all. You may have not shared it with anybody in this world, but God knows what you are going through. We see here, David became a what? A champion. Goliath was the champion of the Philistines. David became a champion for the children of Israel. He became a champion. Aren't you glad this morning that Jesus is our champion? Aren't you glad when you think about David that Jesus is our David that stood in the place for you and I through every battle, everything that we'll have to face in life? Jesus is our champion. And I like to believe the primary role of David's existence was to give us a window into the Messiah of who was to come. One day, born in Bethlehem, our Savior was willing to come for you and I. That's what the story of David and Goliath, when you get down into it and you start reading and you start understanding, this has nothing to do with us and has everything to do with Jesus. Amen? Everything to do with Jesus. And I'm glad this morning that it does, because it takes the eyes off of us and look what we have done and puts the eyes right where it needs to be, on Jesus, focused on Jesus through every battle. When things are going on outside of us, we've got the blinders on, focusing on Jesus. I know you all are struggling as a family, but stay focused on Jesus, because God will deliver time and time and time again. I'm glad that our God is faithful. Neil, our God is faithful. He was willing to be our David here in the troubles and the trials of this life. And I'm glad that we can trust in him every step of the way. David was there, face to face with Goliath. Now listen to this. What was he there for? Doing the will of his father. Because didn't his father say, go? He was there doing the will of his father. Now listen to this. Man, Jesus, thank you. It's the same way that Jesus came doing the will of his father. Amen? Jesus came to do the will of his father. Unlike this account, this picture of David and Goliath, Jesus was willing to do the will of his father. And what was that? It was to die for you and I. Now, there's somebody that's fighting already this morning. I feel it. I feel it in my soul. You're fighting with something right now. I feel it deep down inside of me that you're battling and you're facing something right now. Can I tell you? My God is faithful. My God is faithful. My God is bigger than anything that we could ever imagine here in this life. So Jesus came to do the will of his father. When the Israelites were afraid, David said, I will fight. In the same way that when we are afraid, we have to remember that Jesus said, I will fight for my people. Without Jesus, none of this is possible. Without the Son of God, none of this is possible. Since the fall of man, there's been chaos throughout the whole world. Since the fall of man. And there's nothing in this life that's ever going to change from that as long as we're still here. But glory be to God, there will come a day when I won't have to worry about the chaos anymore. When I won't have to worry about the confusion or wondering how we're going to protect our kids and our community and our families. I'm not going to have to worry about that anymore. Because there's coming a day, if you've surrendered your life to Jesus Christ and you've repented of your sin and asked Jesus to forgive you, there's coming a day when you won't have to worry about when you pass from this life, because you're heaven bound. Because of what Jesus did for you. And like the manner right here David did for the children of Israel, Jesus did the same thing for us. When we're afraid, remember Jesus said, I will. Jesus came with a purpose. Jesus came to the front lines for humanity. Why? To defeat sin. He came to the front line of humanity to defeat sin for you and I. When Adam and Eve fell short and sinned in the Garden of Eden, immediately God had a plan. He had a plan that his son, that he would send his son for you and I to defeat this thing that we battle with in life all the time, sin. Jesus came to do that for you and us. David's faith in a bigger God allowed him to be victorious. The Bible says, and you remember this, okay, I've pictured it 100 different ways, but David went down to the brook and said he grabbed 5 smooth stones, right? Some people want to think they're little pebbles, son. I have to think that they was 5 smooth stones, son. And it said that he hurled those and it hit Goliath square in the head. And Goliath went down. Aren't you glad that our Jesus came and was willing to take the head off of Goliath for you and I? Our Jesus came willing to do that. My God is bigger. Church, I don't think you heard me. My God is bigger. He's bigger. He's stronger. My God is bigger than anything that we will face in life. Any battle that you'll go through, my God is bigger. Amen. Tammy, is your God bigger? Amen. Amen. He is bigger than anything that we'll face here in this life. Amen. Any obstacle that we'll face in life. He's bigger than the enemy, than the failures, than the opposition. He's bigger than your bills, your arguments, your addiction, your anxiety, your doubts. My God is bigger. Come on. I told you I wasn't going to let you sit around this morning. You're going to get a workout kind of like I'm getting a workout. My God is bigger, and I love him because I've faced my own battles this year. But my God is bigger. If you've ever walked through cancer and been delivered from it, you'll walk around with your head up. You'll walk around knowing that your God is bigger. My God is bigger than any obstacle that we'll face here in this life. And I don't know about you, but we've come too far. We've come too far to stop now. We've come too far to say, no, I'm not willing. We've come too far. Come hell or high water, if no one else will stand, I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand. I'm going to be willing to stand and say, God, use me however you want to glorify you, to share the good name of Jesus. Use me. Because my God is bigger. He's stronger. He's faithful. And I'm thankful this morning through every... I look back now. Eric, I didn't like the times when I was going through those battles of life. Now, there ain't nobody here this morning. There ain't a soul here. But say, yeah, bring battles my way. Let's go. But now that I'm on the other end of it, I'm like, man, thank you, Lord, because I learned how to fight. And I'm telling you, like the Bible said, it wasn't with a sword or a spear, but I learned how to fight because, well, guess what? Prayer changes things, amen? I learned how to fight when I went through those battles because where was I at? On my knees praying to an almighty God. If no one else is willing, I will. Oh, preacher, you don't understand the battles that I'm going through. You don't understand the battles that I'm going through. Well, the enemy will say this. He will say, you'll never amount to anything. He'll tell you this, that you can't mend that relationship. He'll tell you that you're not pretty enough. He'll tell you that you're not smart enough. He'll tell you that you don't have what it takes. Have I told you that my God's bigger? My God is bigger. And if there's ever a time that we need to fight, it's right now. If there's ever a time that the God's people needs to fight, you better get ready back on that camera back there, because I ain't going to stand still for you. If there's ever been a time to fight, it's now. It's now, the time that we're living in. If there ever was a time in the Bible when the children of Israel, that they needed to fight, it was right then. There's nothing new under the sun. There's not a thing new. So if there's ever been a time for us, the children of Israel, the people that have surrendered their life to Jesus Christ, if there's ever been a time to fight, it's right now, because Satan is fighting. He's attacking with greed, pride, and lust. He's attacking our children, our schools, our community. Oh, he's attacking our community. And if you can't see it, then you've got your head in the sand. He's attacking our community. And church, guess what? It's time to call on the name of Jesus. It's time to understand that our God is faithful. It's time to call on the Lord, who delivered David from the bear, from the lion, from Goliath, and he's the same God that will deliver us today. My God is faithful. He's bigger. It's time that we, when I say we, the church, it's time that we stand in faith. It's time we stand. Let me just ask you a simple question here. Do you realize that your body is a house for your spirit? Do you realize that? Because it says in the Bible that God breathed a living soul inside of each and one of us. And if you've been saved by the grace of God, then your body is the house of your spirit. And when you surrender your life to Jesus, there's somebody else that lives in your house. Well, that just doesn't make any sense. Holy Spirit, living water. When you surrender your life to Jesus, there is somebody else that lives in your house. That soul, the Holy Spirit that God gives us, he said, I'll go away, but I'll send a comforter that lives right here. If you're looking around wondering where it's at, it's right here. It's right down on the inside. And greater! Greater! If you didn't hear me in the back, greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. Greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. Greater is he that lives in me than lives in the world when I was going through cancer. Greater is he that lives in me. Tammy, can't you testify to that? Greater. Greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. And church, greater is he that lives in us when we're fighting for our children, when we're fighting for our marriage, when we're fighting for our family, when we're fighting for our church. Greater is he that lives in me when we're fighting for our community. Greater is he that lives in me when we're fighting for our schools. Greater is he that lives in me when we're, I'm just going to say it again because I don't think you heard it. Our little children that are sitting amongst you, that's in children. Greater is he that lives in me when we're fighting for our kids. I said, I asked you, did you come this morning to fight? Did you come this morning to fight? Greater is he that lives in me. If you want to combat the battles that are going on in our community, then we've got to pray as God's people, because greater, Jerry, than he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that lives in me and lives in this world. Now, David was a shepherd for his people. And here's the thing, okay? Y'all think invitation's going to start? Invitation's already started. Folks, let's get out of our routine. Let's get out of our routine. Invitation's already started. And if God's telling you to pray, you need to go right now, because it said that David was a shepherd for his people. In the same way that the Bible says to us, the Lord is my shepherd, Jesus will fight the battles for us because he is our shepherd. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he, our biggest giant, which is sin, Jesus defeated. Jesus defeated that. Jesus came, he died, was resurrected, and through his death, he crushed the head of Satan. Amen? Because of what Jesus has done, it's time to fight. Quit sitting around and looking around like you're in a daze. It is time to fight. And I'm telling you, you have to go get face to face with anybody. But where I started fighting my battles was straight on my knees. And I've seen God deliver time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. Battle after battle after battle after battle after battle. Because life doesn't fight fair. But my God is bigger. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. There's someone here today. We're going to close on this. There's someone here today that's fighting. You're fighting to stay in your seat. You say, I ain't going to that altar. I ain't surrendering my life to Jesus Christ. I can handle this battle on my own. I can take care of this battle on my own. Even Christians here this morning, there's some of you that's standing in your seat right now fighting and holding on to not be able to go, because God forbid that anybody thinks that I struggle in life. I'm going to tell you, if there's anybody that struggles, you're looking at him. You're looking at him. And I ain't ashamed. I ain't ashamed to say, God, I understand. I'll surrender the battles to you. Will you do the same thing this morning? Because over there in the back seat, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Right here on the front row, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Back there in the tech booth, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Over here on the left side, greater is he that is in you than you that's in the world, okay? And the one that's hiding behind the person, trying not to look me in the eyes, guess what? Greater is he that can be in you if you'll surrender your life to Jesus Christ than he that is in the world. Church, band, let's go. It is time to pray. It is time to fight. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. There's someone here that is battling, that's holding on to their seat. And God, we trust your Holy Spirit this morning and realize that you are faithful, you are bigger, greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. As they come and sing, Lord Father, we pray that you convict the hearts. If someone needs to surrender their life to Jesus, God, let them come down. Let them come to someone and say, I need to be saved. And we'll have a prayer that, God, that you will save their soul this morning. And if there's Christians here this morning that's fighting battles, God, we pray that you will allow them to lay it down at your feet, because Jesus, you came and fought the battle, and we're victorious because of you. In Jesus' name, amen.